They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We have a marketing and communications specialist with us from Taro International. Her name is Rachel Trainum. She's got a really interesting story. And I think when you hear this, you can appreciate that what Taro International does not only trains other people who are their clients, but also has a tendency to train their own people and then raise them up in their job responsibilities. Rachel, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is. I'm excited too because we've known each other for a couple of years, and I've watched you grow in your position over at Taro. And you were a marketing communications person that was answering to the marketing director, and you had all kinds of stuff going on. And then there was a change in that position, and you became like in charge.
A little bit, yeah.
It was a
definite overnight thing, and it was really exciting and nerve-wracking. I was put into a position that I had never been in before, but I had a really great support system through Taro, my coworkers, and Rowena Crosby, our CEO, and it gave me a lot of confidence to carry on and really take charge into the new roles that were coming my way.
Right. And then, as we all know, we're all experiencing it right now, COVID-19 came along. And
yes.
You guys ended up having to make some further adjustments, yes?
Oh, yeah. It's just almost been a complete 180 shift. It's just been remarkable to really see how Taro has taken on all the changes to moving things into a virtual platform, which makes me chuckle because it never would have been something I thought I would have witnessed with Taro. But it's been really beautiful to see everyone on our team take it on from the top all the way to our trainers. And even with me personally, I do a lot of stuff online anyways, but just finding all the places where I can assist in making things as great for the participants that come into Taro and really truly giving them the Taro experience no matter what the situation is. And COVID has affected everybody, and we wanted to make it affect us as little as possible.
Sure. Well, let's explain to individuals who might be listening. Your business model at Taro has always been keynote speeches, in-person classroom education, going to clients or clients coming to you. And that's all had to change, yes?
Yes. Yep. We really, truly believe in that in-person education system. And we still believe in that highly, that we know from research that that is the best way to retain and gain and learn information. But we've also have research on how we can still do that most effectively into a virtual platform. So while it's delivered in a different manner, you're still gaining as much as possible from Taro. And it's a really great, given our circumstances, that we don't really have an option about.
Right.
We've really, really taken that on. And I think it's been a really great way to see it change and shift, though we still believe in our in-person format. And we hope to get back to it soon, since, there's not really an end date in sight to COVID. It's just a matter of when, and we're preparing, but we're also making it as possible for a virtual platform as well for learning.
Rachel Trainum.
Which is going really incredibly well.
That's really good news. Rachel Trainum, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is a communications and marketing specialist at Taro International, and we're talking about transitioning from in-person learning to digital learning. Let me ask this question about how is that process? So here you are. You realize in March or in April that this is going to be maybe a long-term adventure. Did you guys get into a room or on Zoom or someplace and say, okay, what are we going to do to make this work?
We Zoomed, and we Zoom every day. We have Zoomed almost every single day since mid-March.
Wow.
And we just started. We started problem solving. There was really no other way about it, and figuring out what we could do. We obviously suddenly we could not do the in-person. So we focused on our coaching programs, and I built out, I think, 5 different web pages to really focus on the different types of coaching programs Tarot offers, from executive to just more of a virtual setting to all sorts of different things. And so that was our big focus. And then it was, all right, this isn't going to be 2 months. How do we keep teaching people these interpersonal skills that are so critical to business? And so Deb, Ro, and Liz, they started developing the workshops for a virtual setting. And it started with a workshop called Virtual Presence and Meeting Effectiveness.
You know, we had Liz on talking about some tips for virtual presence.
Yes.
And that has been a huge, I mean, hundreds and thousands of people have clicked through onto that.
Yeah.
To listen to giving those tips on how to improve your virtual presence, utilizing whatever virtual means of conversation that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And it all matters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just little simple tricks you can do to really adjust and get a really clear, beautiful quality presence through a screen.
Right.
You're missing that in-person connection, but by making these small changes that we teach in our workshop, you're able to really try and build back that in-person connection as best as possible.
Yeah, and there are simple design opportunities. And I know lots of us that have been doing this, you know, I utilize the digital communication to interview people all over the world now. And what's really fun is to see how folks navigate that. You know, we don't do any audio or video, rather, because we're all audio based. And so, which, by the way, if those of you who are out there and looking at audio, there's a couple of real great tips about that, too. Turn off the video. It does heighten the quality of the audio. And, you know, it's wear a headset, for crying out loud, like Rachel's doing right now, because it's you're absolutely clean on your audio. And that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Matters. Rachel Tranum, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're going to talk about something else, switch gears here a little bit. So here you were, welcome to a new world. You got all these projects to do.
Yeah.
You are a one-woman shop, so to speak. And Tarot says, hey, you need some help. What happened?
I paused and absorbed everything that I knew Tarot has wanted to complete for at least a year or more. And then we took in all the applicants for interns, and I ended up with 4 interns this summer, which was a big shift for me again. It was just shift after shift, and it was a really great, truly experience. I had 4 individuals, all differing personalities, all differing backgrounds. And as a team, we really were able to create wonderful work that was instantly implemented into what Tarot does. I know you spoke with my interns
Yes.
Several weeks ago, and it was a really great feeling of just being so proud that because I went through our workshop, Virtual Presence and Meeting Effectiveness, and one of my interns, Jessica Durbala, she created these videos. So instead of having a tarot trainer every single time go through, okay, this is how you do this in Zoom, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, Jessica was able to create these animated videos. Oh. And obviously that wasn't a project we would have seen coming a year ago, but the quick turnaround and really quality work she was able to produce was fantastic, as well as creating different stylistic approaches to every single type of video we do. So we have some really quality videos that don't all look the same, and they really differentiate between each other.
Isn't that great? I mean,
yes.
That is testimony, Rachel. That's mm-hmm. testimony to, if you allow people to experiment and do, you can open up your whole business to a new line of thinking. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. She was fabulous, by the way, to talk to. And,
yeah.
And you know what else was interesting? We had Christopher and Carlos on, Carlos
yes.
Alvarez. And that conversation, father and son, just blew up. People were really interested in, okay, who's this kid who's now working with his father, and how did he think what his dad did is so much different from what reality is? It was just a great conversation, and 2 generations doing the same thing. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Rachel Tranum. She is the marketing and communications specialist at Terrell International. So what have you learned over these past 6 months, Rachel?
You know, I've learned to have more faith in myself. I think when I first found out that I was going to have interns, I believe I told Ro, I don't want to be a manager. I've never wanted to be a manager. I like being told this is your job, do your work well. And I think I've always just wanted to work and do work well. But I've really come to find that I enjoy managing a lot, and that I think it was a lack of faith in myself that I could do it quality. And after having 4 individuals for 2.5 months and seeing the work we produced, that can't be the case anymore, because we got so much done together as a team. And as a leader, I was able to really help guide these individuals in creating the work. And even with myself personally, I've had to learn pieces of tarot that I had never done before, and putting myself in a position to, you know, we still need to continue what we've done previously. And just because you didn't know it yesterday doesn't mean you don't get to know it today. And being able to just give myself a confidence boost,
and that matters. The confidence, all of that matters, because you know, you're a young woman, and you've got a whole, God willing, a whole career ahead of you. And this experience that happened upon you, not because of your choice, helps you grow as well. A question about your interns.
Yes.
And I think this is, you know, lots of people think that interns kind of, they're there to do the grunt work, you know, and they're there just to kind of do stuff that nobody else really wants to do. But it sounds as though you turned your folks pretty much loose in creating all kinds of great content. And at the same time, I suspect, just out of a guess, that you got pretty close to these people. Would that be accurate?
Definitely. And I definitely got close with them. And it's just, I wasn't sure if that was going to be possible because of COVID. We really put in restrictions into our office to make it a safe environment for every single person that came in. And I truly was worried that I was not going to have connections with these interns, and that it would feel very cold at the end of the summer. And it'd be like, okay, bye, thanks for being here. Right. But by the end of the summer, it was sad to see them go. And, you know, I was sad that we didn't get to give these interns the same experience we typically give our interns. But we gave them IOUs so we can bring them back into our training when we're in person again. And I did really create wonderful connections with all 4 of them.
And what do you think they came away with?
I think they came away with an experience that they were not thinking they were going to experience. Each of them ended up doing work that, you know, it changed from when we interviewed them to when they were in the office. And when I was going through their exit interviews, they all seemed to be very surprised with what they created and what came out of themselves. And I think they definitely had some pride in the work that they created, because they were able to see what they were doing in real time.
Sure.
And it was that feeling of success with them and with me as a leader taking them through the summer. And I hope they came away feeling proud, because they should. They did a lot of really great, incredible work.
Yeah, it's a great story. It really is. How adversity does create opportunities. And, you know, we've been saying that on the NewsHour almost daily. Yeah, this is tough times. There are all kinds of things that are going on that we would never have imagined even 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
Right.
But yet, this adversity does present opportunities. Yes?
Right. And I would not have been the leader I was to these 4 individuals if I wasn't being guided and led by the wonderful leaders in my own company. Rowena Crosby met with me weekly, and she basically took me through what so many leaders in the business world go through in our leadership coaching and training. And she really guided me. And I can't say that my confidence was a whole, like 100% self-earned. She really helped boost that confidence and inspire me to want to be a good leader and create good work, which is what I've always wanted to do, but really pull that out of not just myself, but out of 4 other people who I was just meeting for the first time. So it was really, I was really, really lucky and incredible to have the support system I've had through tarot.
Well, you know, one of the cool things about all this is that if you are a leader of an organization, doesn't matter where you are in that step, sometimes people forget that it's not all about directing traffic, but it is more about being a conscientious mentor to allow people to do various things. Would you agree?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it is so important. Our guest has been Rachel Tranum. She was hired, by the way, at Tarot International because her last name is Tranum.
Yeah, probably.
right, yeah. And
I'm a mascot.
Well, it's been delightful visiting with you. You know, I think the world of your organization, it's just fabulous. And we will broadcast this far and wide. I think it's always great to celebrate accomplishments of people, no matter where they happen to be on the spectrum of work. And clearly, you've grown in yours over the past several months. Rachel, yes. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that's the voice of Rachel Tranum. She is with Tarot International. She is a marketing and communication specialist. And you heard her story. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And that other tip, yeah, you get a call from us and we're on the news hour. Go ahead and grab those earbuds and head to the closet. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, Aaron Libby, sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Rachel Tranum, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.